talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night here. I'm glad you all are joining me. Well, you've been asking who Felonious Monk is. You all want to know. You've been sending me emails at max@maxtucci.com. You've been Twittering me at twitter.com/Max Tucci. You've been Facebooking me at Max Tucci. Well, I'm going to let you know who Felonious Monk is because tonight he's going to be here for the full hour. Then we've got Hunter Cross coming on. We got a good show. We're going to talk about a lot of things, Kane including one of them, and the 999 and the abortion, that he's for them, but he's against them, but he's confusing me and confusing you, and you all want to talk about it because I'm getting your emails. So I enjoy reading them. I really do. So email me anytime, max@maxtucci.com. Speaking of saying hi to people, I've got to say hi right now to my girl, Ashelle at Big Pink in Miami. How you doing, Rochelle? Ashelle. Excuse me, because there's Rachel, too, that I got to say hi to. I'm going to sound like the biggest fat slob right now. Hi, my girl, Rachel. Rachel's the best, y'all. She's at Burgers and Beer Joint in South Beach. How you doing? And, of course, to my girl, Courtney. And Courtney, check this out. She's at the original House of Pancakes. It's just been an eating frenzy while I'm down here, but I got to say hi to all my girls who take care of me. You take care of me, I take care of you. How you doing? Well, Halloween is here. What are y'all doing for Halloween? I did the whole Dancing with the Stars thing. We went out last night, raining in Florida. Not really the best, but I'd rather have that rain than that snow that New York got. Did you all hear about this? Some wild snowstorm cut out the power. Roads were closed. It was a nightmare up east. I'm glad I'm in Florida, but I know you're all confused right now because this is LA Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, but I can be wherever I want to be. I'm kind of like Delta. You know what I mean? Climb higher. I get on those Delta planes, and I'm happy to be where I land. So Delta.com, flights are on sale now. I got to let you know that we're going to play a song from our boy that you all love. We were his first radio interview here, Antoine Dotson. Remember, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide all the other nonsense? Well, before Felonious comes here, if you got kids, clear the room, because I think we're going to have a little bit of an X-rated show tonight. Kind of like the show that I had with Lisa Lampanelli. You guys remember that? Check out my almost 4 years of downloads and archives over there, because there's been some wild, crazy shows. And I thank you all for joining me on this crazy ride called Max and Friends. Remember, I used to be called To The Max? Well, now I'm Max and Friends, and after every show, we've got CBS News, so we're kind of like in that CBS vibe of good things. Speaking of CBS, there's a great magazine called CBS Watch Magazine. I recommend you get it because my Oscars Delmonico Vodka is going to be in a full-page ad coming in the January-February issue. So I do want you to check out CBS Watch. It's a great magazine. You can get it. You can get subscriptions. Check it out. CBS Watch Magazine. Well, I've got to tell you that my boy Felonious Monk is going to be here in just a moment. But before we get him, I'm going to entertain you with some music. So, our boy Antoine Dotson and the Gregory Brothers, Hide Your Kids, Bedroom Intruder, on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. And when we're back, the one and only Felonious Monk. Stay tuned.
He's climbing in your windows, he's matching your people up, trying to rape him, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints, and oh, you are so dumb.
I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that. Run and tell that homeboy, homeboy, homeboy.
Got 5'9", 5'10", copper complexion, no cut.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. And that was Antoine Dotson and the Gregory Brothers. Hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands. Speaking of all these YouTube sensations, y'all, you know that Thelonious Monk is a YouTube sensation. He has collectively, I think, over 2.5 million hits on all of his videos. You know what, Ronan? Let's play one right now. Let's play the mommy video. Hit it on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Thelonious Monk, when we're back.
I'm back, motherfuckers. Yeah. It's your man, Thelonious Monk. Stop it, B. I know y'all was watching. Y'all see my man, Pastor Get More Cash, going out there doing his thing. Look. Now, I mean, deal with it. It's okay. It's not a big deal. I do characters. I do voice. I do a lot of things. I do stand-up, too. I'm going to post some of that shit, too. Calm all the way the fuck down. You got to chill sometime, B. Let me do me. I'm cooking right now. I'm cooking. I'm going to keep doing the Stop It beats. No need to worry. Just tune in. Stay tuned. You know what I mean? Grow with me. Flow with me. We got this. Calm down. Now, I mean, I'm going to do some things. I'm going to try some shit. I liked it. I thought the shit was funny. Some other people liked it too. So calm your ass the fuck down. We got a lot of things going on though. And I need to talk about. The gloves is off. I've been doing 4 or 5 minute videos. You know what I mean? The gloves is off today. I have no idea how long this video is going to be. But I am going all the way the fuck in. This right here ain't no fucking panty dropper. Shouts to Trey Songz, but this is not a panty dropper. This is real life shit right now we talking about. Something that's really fucked up. And I'm, listen, let me say this too. Before I'm an African-American, before I'm black, I'm a man. Before I'm that, I am a man. Understand that. So when I say men ain't shit, women ain't shit, whatever the fuck I say, I'm talking about all of y'all motherfuckers. I'm not talking about black men. I appreciate the support I get in my community, man. I appreciate the fuck out of the support that I get in the black community. Just understand this. Start looking outside of your neighborhood sometimes. The shit we go through is being dealt with all over the world. So with that said, let's handle this fucking problem we got right now. Now, there's a saying, no man is an island, and that means everyone needs some kind of help, or you strong, I do it all by myself. Women got a theme song, I'm independent, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D, oh my God, that shit aggravates the, my soul hurts right now when I hear that fucking song. Oh, this, I gotta stay focused, so I gotta get this shit the fuck out my system, because this is cancer right now with this shit. Listen, this phrase, men ain't shit, niggas ain't shit, whatever the fuck you're saying, stop it, B. Stop that shit. And dudes, before you get over there and get the beating on your fucking chest, yeah, you ain't shit, motherfucker. I'm saying the phrase needs to stop because the behavior needs to stop. By the way, because you bumped into a whole bunch of men that ain't shit doesn't give you women the fucking right to be ain't shit bitches either. Cut that shit the fuck out, because now you got these pansy ass motherfucking men talking about bros before hoes because bitches ain't shit either. Fuck out of here. My mama's a fucking woman. She's, you know what? She ain't shit. Because why would she want to be shit? That's some childish shit, right? Well, fuck out of here. Stop describing these fucking women that way. Let me tell you something about human nature. People live up or live down to their expectations. So if I come into the relationship and you've told me that I already believe that men ain't shit, all men ain't shit, I don't trust you as far as you can throw me, then I'm not gonna fuck with you. The fuck I wanna deal with you for? You already said I ain't shit. Fuck you, bitch. I don't need pussy that bad. Eat a dick up till you hiccup. And I damn sure ain't gonna deal with your fucked up ass attitude, because every experience you've had with a man before me was fucked up. Let me help you out some. I could go outside right now and buy some pussy for $20 and don't have to listen to this bullshit that you putting me through right now. I'm not gonna get any dinner cooked from your ass anyway. That's obvious. I gotta beg for every fucking thing I want. You're not gonna be sweet, because why be a sweetheart? Men ain't shit, so I'm gonna be a bitch. Fuck you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Thelonious Monk. Y'all want to know more about who he is? I'm getting your emails. I'm getting your tweets. I'm getting your Facebooks. Y'all are tuning in, I hope, on your free app that you can get at the App Store, which is the LA Talk Radio app. So go cop that now because it's free. But before you cop anything, hang out and chill with us because Thelonious Monk is here. Pull up your mic and welcome back to Max and Friends.
What's going on, Max?
Dude, I'm glad you're back. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. I'm sitting down here in Atlanta right now pretending like I'm eating peaches and I'm at the Falcons game when the truth is I'm sitting in the fucking hotel room talking to you on the phone.
Well, check this out. You know, people want to know who you are. They want to know what's up with Polonia. So where did you come from? You know my stick. I got you from my girl, Eva LaRue, on CSI Miami. She sent the whole Barack Obama when we hit the debt ceiling and everyone was going crazy. We had that link. We played you. We loved you. People tuned in. They wanted to hear more about you. Now they want to know who you are. So tell them who you are.
Originally, I'm a stand-up comedian. I mean, obviously, before this, I had a life, but I'm a stand-up comedian. You know, the videos have introduced a lot of people to me, and on those videos, I specifically intend to go in. They're all supposed to be rant videos. They're funny, but it's a part of my personality. It's not everything. You know, I like politics. I like talking about social issues. I like talking about fart jokes and you know, fucked up haircut jokes, too, but just so happens that the ones that have caught people's attention have been the ones that were about politics, the social issues. You know, but I'm a regular guy from, you know, from Virginia, grew up on the East Coast, you know, between New Jersey and Virginia. I tell jokes. I like hip hop music. I like R&B. I like rock and roll. You know, I watch TV. I'm a regular guy. But every now and then something sits in my craw and I get on the fucking internet and talk shit about it.
To the fact where you almost have almost 2 million, over 2 million hits on all your videos by now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did you expect that?
It's still crazy to me. And, you know, the things that, like, the fact that I'm on the radio with you, you know, some of the opportunities I've had, I may be on the radio in New York, I mean, the TV in New York, on WPIX, look out for that. Working on something with the legendary Billy Jackson down in Atlanta. I'll be out in L.A. next week talking to some people about a show. So, you know, the fact that the exposure from the internet has been crazy and the feedback has been great. And, you know, 2-3 million views may not seem like a lot, but figuring that, you know, taking into consideration the amount of time I've been doing it, shit's crazy to me.
Crazy. Now, listen, who's B? Because everybody wants to know who B.
You know what? You're a native New Yorker. If you ever go, you know, you spend 5 minutes in Brooklyn, you know, anybody that likes breakdancing or hip hop music, B is just what the phrase that we use, like, dude, it's, you know, what's going on, B? How you doing? You know, it came from B-Boy. So when I say B, it just so happens that that one video that caught everyone's attention initially was about the debt ceiling and Barack Obama was mentioned. So everyone thought it was about Barack Obama.
Right.
It, you know, B is anybody. I call all of my friends B. Yeah, what's going
on,
B? It's not a negative thing.
You're branding it because it's in your videos now. You're branding it. You're making it your own. And, you know, did you think that by coming off the streets and doing your B thing and your whole rolling with the homie kind of a thing that you would have your own brand?
You know what? The craziest part about that, I say B in regular conversation so much that I have friends who never said the word who now say it every day. And it's not like they copied me. I literally say it so much that if you hang around me more than a day, you're going to say it. And so I never thought about it as a brand. The guy who shoots my videos, Samuel Rogers, came up to me after he saw a little video that I did that kind of went viral locally. And he says, hey, you should do something with that Stop It B. And I'm like, Stop It B? What the fuck are you talking about? I never knew that I said B so much that it was a part of the sentence. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we did a young lady from Atlanta, as a matter of fact, named Ebony, did the logo for me that you see in all the videos. And, mm-hmm. we're selling clothes. I mean, you go to my website, you go to StopItB.com. You know, we're selling fucking hoodies and T-shirts and hats, you know, and it's crazy to me because I get people from Brooklyn who tell me thank you because it's something that they say in Brooklyn regularly. And they're like, mm-hmm. thank you for keeping us on the map. Like, that's Brooklyn has always been on the map. Brooklyn is huge. You know, Jay-Z's from Brooklyn. All of the big rappers are from Brooklyn. But to have somebody call me and say, hey, thanks a lot for keeping Brooklyn on the map and keep it Stop It B out there and branding it for us, you know, that's huge to me. So I'll probably be the Stop It B guy for the rest of my career.
Well, you keep doing your thing. You're coming to New York, too, aren't you?
I will be in New York on November the 9th. I'm doing a panel with Michael Eric Dyson and Mark Lamont Hill. Michael Eric Dyson is one of the foremost scholars in the country. He's a college professor at Georgetown University, and Mark Lamont Hill, formerly of Fox News, still does a lot of political correspondents for CNN. Guys, these guys are brilliant. So for them to even have me on a panel with those two is humbling as shit, because I just want to get up there and not embarrass myself, pretty much.
And where can we catch that?
I think I'll be all right. Pace University in the multipurpose room, 7 o'clock. It is free and open to the public, and I think they're going to have snacky cakes or something. I like snacky cakes, so I'm hoping they do. But, yeah, Pace University in Manhattan.
Well, I'm going to be there because I'm back November 9th. I'm back the 7th. Yes. So I'm going to come out and see you. We'll meet. We'll finally meet up. You can call me B, so it's like Max Tucci, kind
That's
of a B thing, right?
Hold on, Max B. I'll call you. No, I won't call you Max B. There's a rapper named Max B. He's locked up. We don't want you to be locked up.
No, yeah, I'm Max T. All right, well, listen. We're going to have Hunter Cross coming on in just a minute because people want to hear about some crazy political shit going on. You know, we kind of are like taking the hot topics of political out there right now and making them a segment on Max and Friends. People have been asking for you. You know, I've been having shows where I'm trying to segue you in all the time. And sometimes people write, how do you go from a motivational speaker to Felonious Monk? I said, well, that's just how Max and Friend rolls. But, you know, tonight we're going to give you the full hour with Hunter. This is how we do it. You remember that?
Yeah. Montel
but check it. So we're going to have a good time tonight because we're going to get some really cool sound clips from what's going on the TV with Herman Cain and abortion and people confused with what's going on. But before that, we're going to just bring it back to when we first met you with – you want to do that? No, you know what? Let's do the Occupy Wall Street, because when we're back, we're going to play your Occupy Wall Street video. Everyone, go to YouTube. Check out his videos there. You know the man by now, Felonious Monk, Stop It B is his brand. And check this out. We're going to talk about the Occupy Wall Street, because there's been some crazy shit going down with Occupy Wall Street, because it's like herpes now. It's like spreading everywhere. But check this out. Hunter Cross, when we're back. So right now, let's just hit the Occupy Wall Street by Felonious Monk on Max and Friends LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You know who it is, Felonious Monk, another installment in the Stop It B series, serious business today. We're talking about Occupy Wall Street. Finally, it's hit the mainstream. Look back a few videos, probably in September 17th-ish, right when it started, and I put something out about Occupy Wall Street. Okay, now everybody's on board. We all know what's going on, right? Let me share something with you. Maybe you've heard it before. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, recognize that? You recognize that? Yo, seriously, Stop It B with all that. They shouldn't be protesting. They should be doing this. First of all, it's our right as citizens to protest. So let's just stop that conversation. But the real thing, and I do have a problem, and I've stated this publicly multiple times, Occupy Wall Street, make a clear demand. For those of you who are saying we don't, you do. Because if you don't, it's just unorganized chaos right now. There is a point. There is a point. It's not the disparity between the rich and the poor. That's not something that you're going to handle in the capitalistic system. There's nothing you can do about that. Some people are going to be rich. Some people are going to be poor. Some people are going to be 6'6" and can dunk a basketball. So let me say this. If somebody is born smarter than you and they take that intelligence and use that intelligence to make themselves more money, how is that not fair when somebody could be born 6'6" and very athletic and they can dunk? So what are you? If you're 5'4" and you have no athletic ability, do you go occupy the NBA? No, that's not a point that you can work with. But what you can work with, which was supposedly the first stated objective of Occupy Wall Street, get the money out of politics. Get it out. Bye. Holla. See you later. Big business, we don't want your fucking money. You don't run government. The government, listen, do you know who runs the government? Let me repeat this phrase again. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. That's the fucking point. We the people who are occupying Wall Street, the people who are arguing about the people occupying Wall Street, not the 536 morons occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Square and surrounding areas. The government does.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Thank you all for tuning in. That was Felonious Monk. You all know him by now because you've been asking for him all the time. You're blowing up my email, max@maxtucci.com, so I appreciate that and thank you. We the people. What does that really mean anymore, Felonious? We the people. We're occupying all this shit, and we the people are getting hit in the head with pepper spray cans.
Huh.
Well, you know what? Two things. One, we the people is a line between. It's a line drawn in the sand, and no one knows who the people are. You have people on one side saying those bums, those homeless people, those hippies, those this and those that, as if whatever your station in life determines whether or not you're a citizen, and that's bullshit. And I said on this show, on this very show a few weeks ago, it would be a mistake by the politicians to ignore this movement. On the other hand, and you heard it in that video, I say at the end of that video, get a coherent message and state that message. And it's simple. We're talking about power. We're talking about control. There's a book called 48 Laws of Power. It's a great fucking book. Go out and read it. Two of the laws, Law 15 and Law 29. Law 15 says crush your enemy totally, and Law 29 is all about planning all the way to the end. Both sides are planning it poorly. The Occupy Wall Street guys have not planned this all the way out to the end. They have no idea what they're going to do next. They have a strong movement, a powerful possibly movement. They're not handling it well. The other side, they're fucking with them, and like they did out in Oakland, and they're turning people into martyrs. That's what they've done with the Iraqi war vet. They've turned him into a martyr, and there's nothing that the people in the United States want to see worse or less than a war vet being disrespected. We saw it in Vietnam. They were disrespected. Now we're seeing it with Iraq, and that is the last person that I think they wanted to literally hit in the head was a war vet.
Well, did you see this video, you guys? Because we got Hunter. Hunter's back. Say hi, Hunter. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, we're great. But, you know, did you guys see the video, actually, where the guy was down on the ground? Okay, check this out for all you who haven't seen the video. Guy's on the ground. They're going to help him, and they're saying, somebody call a med. And you can see because they highlight the cop in the back who backs up, gets another can, and throws it right in between. And these are peaceful demonstrators. These are not guys with throwing things like you see in Syria. Like, these are peaceful, normal demonstrators. We've got Iraqi vets who are there who are just want to make a sound, Felonious, right? And they're getting hit in the head with a can. What do you think about this, Hunter?
Well, I mean, certainly it's unfortunate. I didn't personally see the video, but I think that the police in this country are not equipped to handle these kinds of peaceful demonstrations, because we haven't had the people in this country get together in any unified way in so long that most of these police officers, they're just accustomed to angry mobs. I don't think they know how to deal with peaceful demonstrations. They don't know what to make of it. And then we've got, you know, your occasional cop that's just an asshole.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Then you got the cop. Listen, every time the cops are called on the scene, look at Rodney King. You remember what happened with Rodney King? Then there were riots, right? And look what happened. I can't remember his name, but remember that one guy that got him the stick up his ass? And I'm not talking about Gaddafi, the other one.
Yeah, and in New York, oh God, I do know his name.
Yeah, I know who you. I know who you're talking about. It was a toilet plunger.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's
Haitian,
like
I think he was a Haitian immigrant, as a matter of fact.
But hey, Ronan, can you find the name for the guy who got the plunger up his ass for me, and we could tell everyone, because I forgot it. But no, you know, you guys heard about Gaddafi. They put a stick right up Gaddafi's ass. You all heard about that?
Yeah. Well, there was a woman I was talking that was talking on TV about the other night, and I think she made a really good point. She said somehow, especially in sexually repressed societies like you'd find a lot in the Middle East, the stick, the man attacking another man and shoving a stick up his ass is like the ultimate indignity. So, you know, it's an act of violence against him, and it seems logical when you consider the context.
All right. Well, what doesn't seem logical is what we were first talking about, and that's these police taking cans and throwing them at people's heads and causing harm and injury to all these people. Felonious, what do you think? Because you're the man. Everybody's watching you with over 2.5 million hits on YouTube. What do you think would be the right decision for these protesters to make? And where I always say, go camp out in front of the White House, go camp out at Congress. What do you think they need to do to get really their voices heard, where shit's going to start happening?
Well, here's what's going to happen if we don't do that, what I'm about to suggest. But here's what's going to happen. Occupy Oakland is the beginning. We don't want to get into a situation where we're a third world country and we're the people on the news. We don't want to get – we saw it happen in the UK. So the idea in America, we have this collective psychology that it can't happen here. And it's starting to happen here, and it has to be stopped. And it's not just the Occupy Wall Street responsibility to stop it. The people on the other side, the authorities, have to take into consideration that these are still citizens, and we don't want to be the guys on Al Jazeera or on BBC being shown as being bullies. So two things have to happen. First, Occupy Wall Street has to decide whether they want to be a unit of people who is trying to effectively make
legislative change or if they want to be a mob. If they want to make change, then they have to organize. I'm sorry, they don't want to. I've talked to a lot of people and they've said, no, we don't have to. We've got different grievances. We're not a monolith. I get that. I understand that. What I'm saying is it effective the way it's happening? Is the loss of life, is the you know, abuse of citizens worth it so that you can hold true to what you're doing now? And I say, no, I don't want to see one person hurt. Get an idea of what you want to say and say it so you can stop being marginalized. And on the other side, the authorities have to acknowledge that these are still citizens of this country. These are still people who are, and they say, well, they're not taxpayers because they're not working. Fuck you. And you were born in this country, you're a citizen. Those of you have the same rights whether you work or don't work. Whether you like that law or don't like that law, that's what it is. A person who doesn't work has the same rights as a person who does. Shit, a person who doesn't vote has the same rights as a person who does. So they have to start approaching this with the understanding that we're trying to engage you, have a conversation with you, and not control you. And until they start doing that, I think it's going to continue to escalate. I think Oakland is just the start.
What do you think, Hunter?
Well, I do think that I think it's going to continue. I think it's going to move to other cities, and hopefully, I think Oakland was the start. It's going to have to move to the West Coast. It's going to have to move to the South. I mean, these guys really aren't going to be able to endure the winter being outside in 20 degree weather in New York City through the winter in February. So I think that if they want to keep the media's attention and the focus on their movement, you know, being present is necessary. So they're going to have to be in, you know, the reality is they'll be in warmer climates. So we'll see it here in Florida. We'll probably see it in Miami. We'll probably see it in LA. You will see it in other major cities where they can occupy during the weather.
Well, you know what? The weather is a factor because New York just had its first major snowstorm. And you know what? We'll see what happens because, you know, that's how you remember our boy back in the day. Why can't I think of his name right now? The little short French dude, Napoleon. The winter destroyed him. The winter destroyed Napoleon. So I think the winter is going to destroy New York, occupy Wall Street. But the Haitian immigrant was Abner Louima. That was his name back then who had the
– How do we forget the name?
Yeah. Well, listen, speaking
– It rolls off your tongue.
It's a simple name. It happened in 1997. That's why, because it was so many years ago. But you know what? I want to talk about this because – speaking of shoving things up people's ass, Hunter and I had a conversation today about Herman Cain. And, you know, Hunter, I'll let you tell the story. But you know what? Before we tell that story on why you got so mad at Herman Cain, let's play his clip on what his take on abortion is. Ronan?
A quick question on one more hot subject,
yes.
Abortion.
Yes.
You're against it.
I'm pro-life from conception, yes.
Any cases where it should be legal?
I don't think government should make that decision. I don't believe that government should make that decision.
People should be free to abort a bit.
I support life from conception. No, people shouldn't be just free to abort, because if we don't protect the sanctity of life from conception, we will also start to play God relative to life at the end of life.
So I'm confused on what your position is.
My position is I'm pro-life, period.
If a woman is raped, she should not be allowed to end the pregnancy?
That's her choice. That is not government's choice.
Good.
I support life from conception.
So abortion should be legal?
No, abortion should not be legal. I believe in the sanctity of life.
I'm not understanding. If it's her choice, that means it's legal.
No. I don't believe a woman should have an abortion. Does that help to clear it up?
Even if she is raped?
Even if she is raped or if she's the victim of incest, because there are other options. We must protect the sanctity of life, and I have always believed that. Real clear.
Thank you, Ellis Hennigan. I wish we had more time for this. Mr. Cain, please stick around, because next a conservative is here to grill you. I hope he gets clearer answers to his arguments about defense.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Herman Cain. Now, he sounds like Danny DeVito when he was drunk on The View. Yes, no, clear things up. I am so confused. I feel like I just smoked a fucking blunt that's been laced with some LSD because I'm not understanding what the hell he's saying. Hunter, what the hell is wrong with this man?
Well, he hasn't figured out how to trying to straddle the fence without sounding like an idiot. So instead of trying to make a cogent argument, he just sounded like a complete buffoon. What he really was trying to say, it sounded like in the beginning, what he was sounding like he was trying to say was, well, I don't personally believe that abortion is the right thing to do, but I respect the right of women to be able to make that choice if they want. So he could be pro-life. You could be pro-life and you can be in favor of people having babies to term, but you don't have to at the same time be against people who make the choice to do otherwise. But he isn't able to articulate that, because if he did, he would alienate the people who he's hoping will ultimately vote for him in his primary. And
all right,
that's
hold that thought. Hunt, what do you think about this, Filonius?
I think Hunt is exactly right. He's trying to straddle the fence, but here's two parts to that. One, this is a guy who may have to talk one-on-one with the leaders of other countries. Is this the guy that you want articulating the United States position on anything if he can't even articulate his point on something as simple as Roe versus Wade? If this guy can't give you a coherent argument about how he feels, is this the same guy that I want to have the discussion with North Korea, the discussion with Saudi Arabia, the discussion with where are we going with Afghanistan? Hell no. I don't want the guy to do it. I know, and the problem I have is, he went on Fox News later and clarified his points, and he tried to do exactly what Hunter just said. The problem I have with that, he was also on Piers Morgan and made the exact same argument that he just made in that clip. He's made that argument on more than one show where it was completely, we have no idea what he meant. I'm pro-life from conception. That's a talking point. That's a fucking soundbite. That's not what he believes, because he then goes further to say, in the issue of rape and incest, in the Piers Morgan interview, he said, if it was my daughter or my granddaughter, no, I think it's the woman's right to choose. So where do you stand? If you're pro-life from conception, then it's not the woman's right to choose. That's not
he
what
wants
you
to
believe.
Carve out an exception for those two people.
Exactly. and specifically if they're his family members. If it was that's someone right. else, as you heard in that interview, their other option. But if it's a family member, then they have the right to choose. Fuck your hypocrisy. I told you guys a while back, I don't see a lot of difference. The same complaints that the conservatives have with Obama, I have with Herman Cain. He's the same fucking guy. He's not a legislator. And let's stop acting like he's a great businessman. He ran Godfather Pizza into the ground. They were $306 million in the good. He got there, and now they're fucking out of business. You ever? When's the last time you ordered a Godfather's Pizza? I rest my case.
It's true.
Funny enough, he's on I'm watching the Face the Nation clip of him on TV right now.
Well, there was a really great – Rachel Maddow did a really great rundown of what Herman Cain's been doing recently. I mean, her point was is that for the last umpteen years, he hasn't been running any businesses at all. He hasn't been with Godfather's or Pillsbury or Burger King for many, many years. He's basically – he's a mouthpiece for a conservative think tank.
And, He's exactly what we're doing right now in a larger audience. So if that be the case, if enough people agree with us, we should go ahead and run. That's the experience level he has. And let's not forget, we're talking about abortion tonight, and the fact that it's got that much of a run when we have major problems with our debt, we have major problems with what we're doing with our economy. We have, you know what I mean? And I want to tell you this, and Max, you made this point a few times. 9% unemployment means 91% employment.
Thank you.
So much of this is media driven, where the whole country is in a panic. We're not in as bad shape financially as we all believe we are. My personal opinion. I just don't.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Go to your favorite restaurant, and you're still waiting 20 minutes to get a table. Somehow the people are eating. Somehow those people are managing to afford dinner.
Dude, I go and do comedy shows in small places, and they charge $15 to come and see me, and it still fills up. So you've got enough money to come see a fucking skinny comedian with a beard talk shit about everything. You got some extra bucks.
People do have extra bucks. We went to the car show today in Miami, okay? There were cars starting at a base price of $134,000. There was a Hyundai for $97,000. How much was the Hyundai? $70,000 or something ridiculous like that.
Something like
people that. Have money. There's still the 91% that are working. But, you know, I find this interesting. Back to Cain and his mumble jumble. We're going to play a clip in just a little bit of more mumble jumble from him. But recently there was an ad – Now, wait, before we get to that, at Hunter, I want to talk to you because you had a very interesting discussion today with me when we were talking about Mr. Kane. And what do you think should happen to him before he passes judgment on abortion?
Well, my point was I wasn't suggesting that this happened to Herman Cain. I was just suggesting that Herman Cain doesn't have perspective, because a lot of times you hear men talking about abortion rights and they get a very holier-than-thou attitude towards women should just carry these babies to term. And I was saying that if you took, for example, if Herman Cain were walking back through a park one night on his way home during the beginning of his career, when he was just starting to get things going, where he had all these big plans for getting involved in these companies that he ended up getting involved in, and on his way home through the park one night, he got jumped by a band of hoodlums who raped him and impregnated him. And a month later, after this horrific event, while he's still in counseling, going through this horrific event that happened to him, the jumping in the park, he finds out that they impregnated him with some kind of a growth that's going to take 9 months to grow inside of him, and at the end of that 9 months, something's going to come out that he's going to have to care for the rest of his life, and that would destroy all the plans he had for his career and everything else that he had at that moment that he got jumped in the park. And if that were presented to him, would he feel the same way that person should have to endure that? That person should have to have this entity and care for it for the rest of his life.
Felonious, what do you think?
Wow. First of all, but you know what? Here's the thing. As soon as you say that, and this pisses me off to no extent, and I'm going to not rant, but this pisses me off to no extent. What you just said is exactly what the entire country needs. The entire country needs some fucking perspective, because any conversation, any issue that you have, you get one group that says, this is how it should always be. And that group is usually the group of people who've never been through it. You find a lot more on the side of the liberals, and I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent, just pointing out the facts. You see a lot more liberals who've been through a lot of fucked up shit and can relate. You see a lot more on the side of the conservatives, not saying they haven't been through anything, but they seem to only relate to the things that they've been through. And because men can't relate to that, having a bunch of men in a patriarchal society making the decision on abortion just seems fucked up. Period. There's no way, shape, form, or fashion that I care what another man's opinion is on the abortion issue, because no man will ever have to have one. And so that it's just a fucked up situation. You're right, Hunter. No man can ever say his true feelings about abortion, because we'll never experience it. So shut the fuck up. And for the conservatives to even have an opinion on this also pisses me off, because the conservatives are always talking about get the government out of business. The government needs smaller government, smaller government, smaller government. Well, how big does the government have to be to get into individual decisions about whether or not to have a child? That's way more intrusive than the government legislating fucking the growth of governments, the size of corporations. So if the government would have to be too huge to manage whether or not we should have big corporations, they gotta be huge to manage whether or not some little girl in Mississippi who got raped by her uncle, not to say that they rape, you know, girls in Mississippi, but everywhere in the world. Oh, you're saying Mississippi rape girls? No. I'm just saying, if the government has to be that intrusive as to tell a woman whether or not she should have an abortion, then he must believe in bigger government, right?
That's the truth. Well, you know what? Let's take a commercial break real quick. And when we get back, we're going to talk about how Herman Cain sounds a little bit drunk.
Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers and salute. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate responsibly. Well, you know what? I think Herman Cain has been hitting it up on some Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, because you know what? Listen to this clip of him, you guys.
I'm ready for the gotcha questions, and they are already starting to come. And when they ask me who's the president of you, Becky, 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 Stan, Stan, Becky, Becky, you, Stan, Stan, Becky, Becky, you, Stan, you, Becky, Stan, Becky, you know, I don't know. Becky, Becky, Stan, Stan, do you know?
Wait, Ryan, play it one more time.
I'm ready for the gotcha questions. And they are already starting to come. And when they ask me who's the president of you, Becky, stand, you know, I don't know. Becky, stand, do you know?
Thank you,
I am moving tomorrow to Becky, stand. That's fucking awesome. Now, doesn't that go right back to the point that I made earlier? Is this the guy that you want handling your foreign policy? Becky, stand.
Becky, sounds like the girl in Mississippi who got raped.
I'll tell you what, sitting in Atlanta right now, I'm going to go and see if I can find one of these dope producers down here to make me a beat, and I'm coming out with a song called Becky, stand. And I promise you it's going to be a hit. Becky, stand. You, Becky, stand. That's going to be awesome, I'm telling you.
Well, it's, you know, this is the same thing that happened when they were interviewing Sarah Palin and asking her legitimate questions like, what newspapers do you read, so that you can get an idea of what this person is like and whether or not he knows anything and where does he get his information and his ideas. But they don't want to be asked questions like that. No. They want to be asked questions that they can give sound bites to, like, I believe in prosperity, I believe in jobs, and when I'm elected, we'll create jobs. I mean,
they want the Miss America questions. They want the Miss America questions. That. I believe in world peace.
You can elect me, and I could say that. I mean, how are you going to do all of this? They don't want to hear questions like that. They don't want to hear questions about how are you planning on doing something to change the situation that we've got? Well, it's easy to say that the president's screwing it up and I can do better, but doing what? How?
You know what, Hunter? That's the 2 points to that, and this kind of gives you an idea of what's really happening with the debates, with the whole Republican primary season. You had Rick Perry, you know, Michelle Bachmann wins a straw poll. Everyone's going, Michelle Bachmann. And then 5 minutes later, everyone realizes she hasn't made one sensible argument yet. Then Rick Perry joins the fray and everybody's, oh, Rick Perry, yay. And then he goes on to do a couple of debates and we go, oh, not Rick Perry. And then Herman Cain shoots to the lead with 999, a simple slogan, and everyone can get behind it because it's simple. And then we realize the slogan is just as simple as the man who's saying it. And so now you got back to Mitt Romney, and for some reason we're ignoring all of the other candidates who actually may be having more believable arguments. They may actually have some point, but we're not listening to them because we only want to hear the front runners. All we want to talk about is the people who could possibly win, and obviously the people who could possibly win are just as flawed as the current system or the current government that we have, and I don't believe in replacing a current government with another fucked up government. It's 4 more years of trying to figure out how to undo fucked up shit with a bunch of fucked up people, and I'm not
interested. Well, today we were talking about his name just escaped me. Oh yeah, Ron Paul. Ron Paul's the only guy on that dais that you know where he's coming from. You don't have to necessarily agree with him. He is consistent to a fault. He will say the same thing over and over again, and over and over again, year after year after year. And you always figure, you know, on any question, I could forecast how would Ron Paul answer this question, because you kind of know where he's coming from. They should all have
that. Problem with that. You're right. The problem with Paul, with the media, not with Ron Paul, but with the media's coverage of Ron Paul, is he's not going to say anything sexy. Ron Paul, and I actually have been asked a couple of times if I support Ron Paul. I like Ron Paul. I'm not throwing my not considerable weight behind anyone yet, but I don't have a problem with Ron Paul at all because of exactly what you just said. I believe I know who Ron Paul is. I have no idea who 90% of the rest of them are. But I know who Ron Paul is. I know what he's talking about. He said the same thing consistently. He votes the way that he says. There's no explanation needed about why you voted this way and now you're campaigning on this. I believe what Ron Paul says is what Ron Paul believes. I believe that.
And I think he's the only one up there
about anybody else.
Right. The only thing you can believe out of the other ones besides Ron Paul is that they hate Barack Obama. That's
everybody.
That they all hate Barack Obama. But other than hating Barack Obama, none. And you know what? It's interesting because Ron Paul is the only one who, when he speaks, and even if he speaks about the president, he doesn't speak about him with venom in his voice. When you hear Michelle Bachmann speak, or you hear Newt Gingrich speak about the president, they have venom in their voices. And it's not just that they don't like his policies or that they think the country's going in the wrong direction. They don't like the man, and they don't like everything he stands for.
You know what? Right. Give me 15 minutes with him. We'll give him a makeover. We'll give him a new look. And people are going to start liking him. It's all about the image. He just doesn't have an image. I think that's one of his big flaws is, too.
Well, he does have an image. He has an image. He looks like Andy Rooney.
He looks like Smithers from The Simpsons. He looks like an old, decrepit man, crippled over. You know what I mean? That's not what America wants.
He's a grumpy old man, and that's what I think people see. And that's – I don't think – we're not going to elect a grumpy old man. That's his biggest problem.
It is, and it's unfortunate because this country may need a – I'm working on a play right now, and the play we're talking about some of these issues. And one of the issues that I say is if Barack Obama had the balls that Dick Cheney had – I'm not saying George Bush because I really believe that Dick Cheney had a lot more to do with policy during the Bush years than anyone else. But I say that to say if Barack Obama had the balls to say – a la the Patriot Act, fuck what Congress wants, fuck what the people want, I'm doing this because it's best for the country, he may become the enemy, but he may actually get something done. And I think Ron Paul is the kind of guy who would say, I don't care, I'm going to do it my way. If you hate me at the end, you're going to hate me anyway, but I'm going to do what I think is right. And America wants to vote for Brad Pitt. America wants to vote for a guy that they'd like to go have a beer with, the women would like to sleep with, or, you know, maybe marry or whatever. We don't want to vote for a politician, but unfortunately all we have as choices are politicians, and the ones who are actually not politicians who may really be legislators who can get some shit done, we don't want to vote for them because they don't look right or they don't sound right. Or fuck that. Vote for the issues. That's our responsibility.
And speaking of the people, you know that tomorrow, Monday, we're going to have 7 billion people on this earth, according to statistics. And the most interesting thing that I find of the 7 billion people is that the Republican Party can't find one that they want to elect. Why? And you know why? Because this is what they sound like. Hit it, Ronan.
I'm ready for the gotcha questions. And they are already starting to come. And when they ask me who's the president of you, Becky, stand, Becky, you know, I don't know. Becky, stand, do you know?
Do you know? Well, what I know is that we ran out of time because we got to take this show and wrap it up. It's been fun having you on, Hunter. Felonious, you know it's always great to have you on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We look forward to having you guys both back on real soon. Everyone, I got to tell you all to take life to the max. Have a wonderful week. If you need me, you can email me, max@maxtucci.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow Felonious on Twitter. Follow Felonious on Facebook. Join his Facebook fan page there. Buy the Stop It Be brand. I want to see you all wearing his sweatshirts, and I want you to email me pictures of you wearing them because you know our fans like to interact. How you doing, Rima? Thank you so much for Twittering me. Well, you guys, it's been another fun show here on Max and Friends. I look forward to next Sunday where we can all just hang out and chill and take life to the max. CBS News is coming up next, but before we go there, Ronan, just for one more time because I want people to have a good work week and laugh into this week, play that clip of Herman Cain one more time. You guys, take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci, your host on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Love you all for listening and see you next Sunday. Good night.
I'm ready for the gotcha questions, and they are already starting to come. And when they ask me who's the president of you, Becky, stand, you know, I don't know. Becky, stand, do you know?